Spreitenbach is right on the border between the cantons of Zurich and Aargau. Fields of corn play backdrop to a shopping center and ever-present IKEA. This is where Leah Egloff and the farming cooperative Orto Loco have laid roots.
We are just like old people from the city and don't know much about agriculture. But we heard of project, also there are lots of projects in the French part of Switzerland. Here's Zucchetti and the mice. And here we have carrots, a lot of salad also. And
Egloff is one of four founding members of Orto Loco, which has grown to some 180 members since the co-op was founded a year and a half ago. Many of the members are of college age. In June, Orto Loco pulled its first crops from its land, a plot rented to the group by a local farmer.
Actually, the land is part of the farming, and we pay them. The land is ours for the time that the farmer gives it to us.
The idea behind this modern-day sharecropping is simple. Members pay a lump fee to own a piece of the farm, about 1,000 francs. And on top of that, a person pays 600 francs a year for a small basket of vegetables every so often, or 1,200 francs for a large. Co-op member Tina Ziegenthaler says projects like Orto Loco may only now be catching on in the German-speaking regions because of politics.
The French-speaking persons, I think they are more used to be connected or do things together. And maybe it's also a little bit a political question. If you see the political card in Switzerland, the French-speaking people are a little bit more liberal than the German-speaking people.
Ziegenthaler and all members of the co-op are asked to work 4 half-days a year to help maintain the farm. That ad hoc workforce and limited production may be a reason co-ops are not acting as a silver bullet for food production. Urs Schneider is the director of the Swiss Farming Association.
7 million Swiss will never all go onto the farm and buy their products directly. The farms can't handle that. And there need to be other avenues for purchase, like in Migros or Coop.
Schneider says the German Swiss think more pragmatically than those in the Swiss Romande, meaning the more commercial and business-minded ideas usually win out. He also thinks the growth of co-ops is a political move, just in a different way.
Also, es ist natürlich so, dass wir jetzt Globalisierung haben auf der ganzen Welt, oder?
Now we have globalization and people are returning to traditional values and going back to our roots. And that is a counter trend to globalization.
Gegentrend zur Globalisierung.
Jonathan Perley and Jan Blumer are roommates in Zurich at Orto Loco for the first time. They read about the co-op in a left-wing magazine and wanted to see what it was about.
I mean, we're still in the evaluation phase, but so far it's been quite great to kind of get different foods every week, and you have to kind of cope with that.
Yeah, you have to use the stuff or else it's rotting.
Whether more people feel that way and will buy into such co-ops remains to be seen. Tony Ganser, World Radio Switzerland, Zurich.